the president also sheds tears when he tells stories. And it's one of the beautiful things about him is the compassion. And I felt like we shared that moment because I know from talking to him before that he also identifies with the immigrant experience of his ancestors, you know, the previous generation.
Ah, yes. Now Joe Biden is an immigrant. He personally identifies with the immigrant experience, according to radical extremist Democrat member of Congress, Pramila Jayapal, talking to former Democrat Capitol Hill staffer Jake Tapper on CNN. And now, a little David Bowie. Go like this. Ah, yes. It's a Democrat circle fest out there. They've got Pramila Jayapal with a Democrat campaign staffer, Jake Tapper. And then you go over to NBC and you got a former Democrat campaign staffer. Actually, sorry, Jake was a Hill staffer, not just a campaign staffer. Worked for the Democrat member of Congress whose son married Chelsea Clinton and whose husband went to prison for being a corrupt member of Congress himself. You know, that's okay, though. Not a thing. Hey, happy Tuesday to you and welcome. That's right. He's a genuine three-dimensional person. This is what you get on CNN. It's the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. The almost entire American news media is the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. These are extraordinary times we're in, to be sure. We are, of course, at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625 is our telephone number. And it is, in case you're curious, absolutely toll-free. Isn't everything toll-free? If you call everything on a cell phone, isn't it toll-free? Although I did see in Washington soon, we're going to have to do the area code. We're going to have to include the area code for every phone call that we make. This is a new thing starting in a matter of days. We've been warned that the you're going to have to dial your area code for everything. So I think if I'm in Washington, D.C., and I'm just dialing a number in Washington, D.C., I'm going to have to dial the 202 to reach a 202 number from the 202 area code because they're making things better, because that's how they're making things better. See, my plan decades ago was a much better plan. And that was when they started breaking up the area codes, you know, New York and 212 and 917 and Chicago 847 and 312 and Los Angeles broken up, everybody breaking up multiple area codes all over the place. D.C. is getting a new area code, too. And it's a dumb area code. It's what is it? Like 771 or something like that. Getting into, because we're breaking it up. See, here's the thing. It was my plan way back when was, why were you breaking up the area codes? They're all identified. Some states were just one area code, and certainly big cities were just one area code. 212 in New York and 312 in Chicago and 213 in Los Angeles. And you always knew, based on the area code, where it was. And we have the seven-digit phone number, right? Like 630-9625. And if you just added one digit to the seven-digit phone number, you would add 10 billion phone numbers to every area code, and you'd never have to change the area codes. You'd have to have one more, and my plan also went further, that geographically the additional number would be 0 through 9, of course, and it would be geographically laid out within your area code on a grid so you'd know approximately where that was, see? You could do that or not do that, but I think it was a good idea because it, you know, businesses would like that and stuff. So if you'd just gone with my plan, if the world had just gone with my plan, the country, the Ma Bell, the phone companies, when we started breaking up area codes because more and more phones are coming along, right? But just make the add one digit to the seven-digit phone number and all the area codes stay intact. You wouldn't need another area code ever, probably. An additional 10 billion phone numbers for every area code. My plan was better. Should have listened to me. Sure, I was 15 years old at the time, and nobody was listening to me at all, but that's okay. All right, so let's get to the corrupt Democrats and all of their corruption, because they're very corrupt, and the news media are Democrats too, and the entertainment media, and they're all corrupt. Can I just say that? And give a lefty a thimble full of power, and they'll abuse it. No matter where, you know, corporate environment. And we got all this crazy going on in New York, because they're going to fire all the hero first responders in hospitals. And in Massachusetts, Gesundheit, firing police officers, and police officers are resigning because they don't want the vaccine. What Democrats call healthcare workers, I call doctors and nurses, and hospital employees, because I'm an American and not a Bolshevik. But they're going to, you know, I guess they're going to have to go around and pull up all the yard signs thanking our first responder heroes, because now they're being fired by the thousands, and there are shortages of doctors and nurses at hospitals in New York, and they're having to put off surgeries, the whole state of New York, not just the city, because Gropey McGropeface handed down the edict, the, you know, baby doc edict. And it's just extraordinary. Now, they're talking about bringing in the National Guard, and bringing in people from the Philippines and Ireland to staff hospitals, because they're planning on firing so many thousands of people because these ignorant, I guess, Trump-supporting doctors and nurses, for whatever reasons they may have personally, are not intending to get the vaccination. But they're the people that we have yard signs praising all over America, don't we? And now they're going to fire them by the thousands because they won't obey the party? But aren't these the educated, skilled healthcare professionals that we've been praising as heroes and first responders and frontline workers? They call everybody workers now. Extraordinary. So, that, you know, the Democrats, they're making everything better. Now, your mother's surgery is going to have to be canceled, and they're going to bring some people in from the Philippines to be your doctor now, but that's okay. Or Ireland, you know, little drinky drink. Hey, I smelled some whiskey on the doctor's breath. Oh, we brought in a lot of doctors from Ireland. See, you can say that, right? Because they're Irish. They don't mind. They know. They know. Come on. All right, let's go to some audio of Democrats being creepy. They're creepy in so many ways. They really are Stalinist, and they're leftists. They're not liberals. Keep this in mind. There's a big difference between a liberal and a leftist. Couldn't be more different. No one is more illiberal than a leftist. And they're intolerant and racist and anti-American, anti-capitalist. And they're anti-you. They're anti-family. They're anti-common sense. So there was an interesting moment last week. Joe Biden, who's apparently president of the United States, was meeting in the Oval Office with the Prime Minister of India, Prime Minister Modi. You may recall Joe Biden has had some choice things to say about Indians in the past, people from India, about how, well, you know, I could quote him, but I think we've got Joe Biden right here talking about Indians.
You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not joking.
He's not joking. Yeah, you can't go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts if you don't have a slight Indian accent. He's not joking. Well, that means he's serious, and that means he's very severely brain damaged, and he's a racist. But he's also said other slurs about Indian people.
Indian of descent Americans are taking over the country. You, my vice president, my speechwriter, Vinay, I tell you what.
Indian of descent. And as his speechwriter probably didn't write that Indian of descent line, but he probably wrote that himself. Then he had the Prime Minister Modi in the Oval Office, and they're wrapping up, and you know how they shoo the press out of there like they're lap dogs, which almost all of them are. And he took shots at the press in front of Prime Minister Modi. By the way, I think that the United States now ranks 44th in the world for press freedom. I believe I read that. Just amazing. India is number 142 when it comes to press freedom. But that's okay, because the United States is now number 44 when it comes to press freedom, because the Democrats. Yeah, there it is. U.S. is ranked 44th in the world for press freedom in 2020 by press people that rank press freedoms. So here's Joe Biden insulting the American press and telling the Indian prime minister, ranked number 142, to not take questions from the press because they're not freedom of the press people. They're the left.
I think what we're going to do is bring in the press. The Indian press is much better behaved than the American press. I got to watch out. They'll knock one another down. And I think with your permission, we should not answer questions because they won't ask any questions on point.
Yeah, see, the Indian press is much more polite than the American press. So he recommended to the Indian prime minister that they not take any questions from the press because he's a goose-stepping little fascist and he doesn't believe in freedom of the press and he's not capable of answering questions because his brain is very severely damaged. And he recommended to the Indian prime minister that they not take any questions from the press because they don't ask questions that are on point, you see. And this is a big thing with them lately, that if the press asks questions that are not on the subject that the White House insists be discussed, then they not take questions, which is what Putin does and what Xi Jinping, Ricochet Rabbit, does. But in America, that's not how it has worked traditionally. But now they're lapdogs in the White House press corps. They give them a tongue bath for treating them like rented mules. And that's fine with them. That's good with them. Now, here's an important part of this, too, because it turns out that if you go to the official White House transcript of this event, they eliminated that whole exchange. That's not, and that's the official record for history, for the United States of America, for the archives, for the White House, for the press, for researchers, for academics. You go to the White House archives and you read the transcripts of these events with world leaders. But the Democrats, they erase, like Trotsky from photos with Lenin and Stalin, they airbrush out the elements that they don't want. So the White House transcript of the meeting with Mr. Modi didn't include Mr. Biden's comments comparing the Indian and U.S. press. And also his recommendation that they not take questions because they might not ask questions that the White House wants. And the press then, because they're lapdogs, they say, okay, good, that's good with us. That's fine. And then Jen Psaki was asked about this. She's Colonel Kleb from Russia with Love. And she's got a spike in her shoe. She clicks her heels and a spike comes out and she kick you. And it's kind of scary. About this incident, and Jen Psaki says, well, listen, if you guys aren't going to ask the questions that we want you to ask, then we're not talking to you.
As he sat down with Prime Minister Modi last week, the president said that the Indian press is better behaved than the U.S. press, and then he advised him not to take questions. The American president was criticizing U.S. reporters in that setting?
Well, I would note first that he took questions on Friday, and he took questions again today. And I think what he said is that they're not always on point. Now, I know that isn't something that anyone wants to hear in here, but what I think he was conveying is, you know, today he might want to talk about COVID vaccine. Some of the questions were about that. He might want to talk about, and some of the questions are not always about the topic he's talking about in that day. I don't think it was meant to be a hard cut at the members of the media, people he's taken questions from today and on Friday as well.
And on Friday as well. So, but your questions are not always on point. You know, seeing, well, what is on point? Well, that's what the government says we're talking about today. And you can't just go asking questions willy-nilly about any old topic for the president of the United States. What do you think this is? You know, a democracy or, a free republic with a free press and a First Amendment? It's not always on point, and that's why we don't take your questions. Besides, we answered other questions when you ask groveling, sniveling questions that we tell you to ask, then we're good. And that's how that works, because they're the Democrats, and so are the news media, and that's how that's going to work. I got more on that topic, too, because it's fundamentally un-American, and if President Trump or any Republican administration pulled the same stuff, the press would protest and set fires. They'd set themselves on fire in front of the White House like Buddhist monks with cans of gas and Zippo lighters. You know, but that's another thing. Are your credit card bills keeping you up at night? You look at the interest rates in the double digits. That's ridiculous. Be smart and pay off your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Their rates start at 4.98% APR with auto pay and your excellent credit. Plus, the rate is fixed, so it's never going to go up over the life of the loan. LightStream believes that people like you with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what LightStream delivers. Now, just for my listeners, that's you. Apply right now, get a special additional interest rate discount, save even more of your hard-earned money. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/plant. LightStream.com/PLANTE. Subject to your good credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires your excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/plant for all the information you need. Yeah, we got more, because, well, if you don't ask what we want, we're not going to talk to you. We don't answer. And we tell other world leaders of the world's largest democracy to not take questions because you might not be asking what we want you to ask. All right? That's today's left and today's Democrat Party.
Some of the questions are not always about the topic he's talking about in that day.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
U.S. press asking off-topic questions. Psaki says, you just heard her say it. How dare you guys? The White House Correspondents Association should ask Jen Psaki to give them index cards every day, like the third world country that we're becoming. And then the reporters will be given the topics that they're allowed to ask about because the government wants them to ask about these questions. And then the press, almost all of them, will comply happily and think that they're doing a good job because they're working for the DNC, the Biden White House, the Democrat Party, not for the American people. They're Democrats, not journalists. And honestly, give them a can of gas and a Zippo lighter and see what happens. And this is, as we were talking about this morning, and Bill said, well, you know, when they do briefings, press briefings with Joe Biden, he's got a list of reporters to call on. And that's because they've spoken to the reporters beforehand and they know what topics they want to ask about, if not the exact questions they want to ask. So it's the whole thing is a television show, as I've been saying for years. When there's a Democrat in the White House, you may remember when President Trump was there, they were clawing each other till they were bloody, screaming at the top of their lungs, tearing clumps of hair out to get rude questions to President Trump.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Yeah. When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Lady's name from Newsmax now? Emerald Robinson. Emerald Robinson. White House reporter for Newsmax TV. And a lovely and beautiful woman and a wonderful news reporter. And she was at the White House yesterday. And Jen Psaki was all done answering questions that she doesn't want to answer. Why should she have to answer questions? Why would the president have to answer questions? They got a list of reporters to call on, and, you know, they had friendlies, a little wink and a nod, a little rub and a thing, and they, you know, then they go on vacation together to St. Bart's or Martha's Vineyard, and everybody's happy because they're all on Team Democrat. It's not exactly an adversarial relationship between the White House press and the Biden White House, or any Democrat White House, for that matter, in modern times. But Emerald Robinson, Newsmax TV, tried to get a question in when Jen Psaki was folding up and walking away. Now, Emerald had been trying to get called on. She's raising her hand and she wants to be called on. But she's with Newsmax, and the left, you know, they're fascists. They don't have to call on anybody that isn't going to fluff them. So they just ignore, you know. So here's Emerald Robinson. The thing's breaking up, and she shouts a question, and Jen Psaki turns around and gets all, you know, a little hissy. Sounded like this.
Thank you, everyone.
On the polling, the president's polling continues to collapse.
Emerald, I know you like to shout at the end. Next time we'll do it during the briefing.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks. And other reporters jump in to pet Jen Psaki. But Emerald Robinson of Newsmax says, well, wait, on the polling, his polling continues to plummet. And she smugly, she sneers and gives a disapproving look, Jen Psaki. You can see it in her voice, the disapproving look. So, well, we'll ask him during the briefing. Well, this is the briefing, and you're just walking away from the briefing. I'm asking the question now. And she said, well, we'll ask it during the briefing. And Emerald said, well, you've got to call on me during the briefing if I'm going to ask questions. And Jen Psaki kept walking. She turned on a heel, as it were, and huffed out of the place. Oh, no, I don't call on you, because you might ask a question that's off topic. It's off topic. So the relationship between the press and the White House, when there is a Democrat in the White House, is extremely different than the relationship between the press and the White House when there is a Republican in the White House, or President Trump in the White House. Just extraordinary. It's good to be a Democrat because, you know, Fluffy Duffy. There it is. Mm-mm-mm. All right, let's go to soundbite number five. Number five. This is great. The our header for today is spending is free. Spending is free. That's the headline. Biden team ripped as economically illiterate for a claim that Build Back Better, quote, costs $0. That's the Fox News headline. The Washington Post, Biden's claim that his spending plan cost $0. That's the whole headline, because it's their fake fact checker, who is a Democrat shill, right? And they gave him two Pinocchios for saying that will cost $0. Now, of course, it's four Pinocchios, but they grade on a curve because it's a Democrat operation, and the richest man in the world, or the second richest man in the world, Jeff Bezos, owns it. He bought a museum as a private home in Washington, D.C. when he thought Hillary Clinton was going to win, a museum, and that's his Washington residence. But here's Lunch Bucket Joe. Soundbite number five. They're actually going around saying that the $3.5 trillion bill, which one congressional analysis found would in reality be a $5.5 trillion bill for the American people. But the news media plays along because it's a shell game and they're shills. They're not really journalists at all at the Washington Post and beyond. But it is it's just extraordinary. The New York Post has they did give him two Pinocchios for his claim that it cost $0. But it goes on for like 60 paragraphs, and it's full of excuses and groveling like 5-year-olds lying to their parents about something. And the New York Post has the actual story. Biden hit for claiming Build Back Better agenda, quote, cost $0. Lunch Bucket Joe.
We talk about price tags. It is zero price tag on the debt. We're paying. We're going to pay for everything we spend. So this, it's not, you know, people, understandably, well, you know, it started off at $6 trillion, now it's $3.5 trillion, now is it going to be $2.9? It's going to be zero. Zero.
That is one of the biggest lies he's told, and he may be too dumb to know it. It's possible. It's one of the problems with him, which is another reason that he should be impeached and removed from office, because he's not smart enough to be president. And that's, you know. So President Biden was slammed over the weekend and Monday after claiming Build Back Better, quote, cost $0, end quote, in a Saturday tweet. He tweeted it costs, and he tweeted it, and then he said it on camera. My Build Back Better agenda cost $0, his tweet said. Now, that is just insane on so many different levels. First of all, he's promising to jack up taxes on companies, and of course, just the rich, not you. Then it's everybody over $400,000 that makes over $400,000. Then you look in the fine print, and it may be over $200,000. But then when you're raising taxes on everything and everyone, prices go up across the board in the marketplace. At the grocery store, at the when you get your car repaired, when you everything you buy, there's a markup on everything because trillions have to be raised, and that is the government sucking this money out of the economy, and it doesn't just vanish like magic. It's they're sucking the money out of the economy, and he says that Build Back Better is going to cost zero. And even grading on a curve at the Washington Post, the clowns there gave him two Pinocchios. I always say they grade on a curve. If he deserves two Pinocchios, he gets zero. If he deserves four, he gets two. It's true of all Democrats, Obama, Biden, all the Democrats. Pramila Jayapal was on with radical extremist, anti-American, racist Democrat member of Congress in good standing with the party and the media. Was this with Jake Tapper? On over the weekend, and of course, and Jake Tapper, former Democrat Hill staffer, he just sits there when they make these outrageous claims, and he nods, you know, like, oh, yes, yeah, that's right. That's what I read in the Washington Post.
This is a $0 bill because it's going to be completely paid for.
Biggest lie, just such a gigantic lie. Oh, nothing will be added to the debt. If they were to tax that much in, like, boom, we're adding trillions to your taxes, it would upend the economy. And they say it costs it because it's paid for. This is their hypothesis, and it's a lie. It's not paid for by $3.5 trillion or $5.5 trillion in tax increases. If it were, that would be, again, economically catastrophic. But it's not. It's not paid for by tax increases. They're lying. And only two Pinocchios from the Washington Post. But it's like saying, well, I went down to the gas station, I filled my tank up with gas, and I paid cash. So it was free because I paid for it. That's how economically illiterate this claim is. There's nothing free about it. You know, if you, let's say, you go and buy a new car, you got some wherewithal, you can pay cash. You know, let's say you're AOC and you go out and you buy your Tesla. You don't know how lettuce grows or how garbage disposals work or what, you know, metaphors like pull yourself up by your bootstraps mean. But you buy a Tesla and you buy it for cash because she's got a Tesla and she lives in a building where they don't allow low income people. Most buildings in D.C. require that, but not her building. And so she bought a Tesla and I saw how she parked it, too. She doesn't appear to drive very well. Pictures of her car parked out in the street, crooked and feet from the curb and stuff. Not so bright. Should be tending bar. And probably don't have the brain power for that. Maybe it's better that she's in Congress. If she paid cash, $70,000 for her Tesla, let's say. But she goes in and she's got, because her husband, you know, or her boyfriend, whoever, all this campaign money is being funneled to her boyfriend. And this is okay with the news media, too. Lots of campaign cash, lots and lots of it going to her boyfriend because he created some kind of a phony company or something. And now get the campaign cash. They're all crooked. And they learn to be crooked right away. It's amazing. So you pay cash for your Tesla and you walk away. And it's like, well, the car didn't cost anything because I don't know anything. It's paid for. So it didn't cost anything. See? Now, that is, again, economic illiteracy on LSD. But there you go. Jen Psaki, she's the White House spokesmodel, yesterday lying to the American people.
This package, the reconciliation package, would cost $0.
Cost zero. It would cost $0. I guess, you know, that at that point, it's still hypothetical. And then the Washington Post has one of the girls from the DNC steno pool is a woman named Catherine Rampel. And Rampel is a Democrat Party stenographer. She was on the television with none other than Uncle Fester. She was on with Uncle Fester, who is a very silly man. And he, you know, some call him Humpty Dumpty. He looks like Humpty Dumpty, too. But Uncle Fester of CNN, and they're sitting there having a good old talk, the Washington Post and CNN. And, you know, price. What price? This is free.
My number one priority would be more discussion of what's actually in the bill, as opposed to this top line figure, which itself is misleading, of $3.5 trillion.
Yeah, the figure, you know, that wouldn't be what I'd talk about. I'd talk about, you know, the how it doesn't cost anything because Seltzer Water sits there like Jake Tapper did. And they nod in agreement. Yeah, it costs nothing. And if you depend on CNN for your news and information, again, it's not that you don't know anything. It's just that so much of what you know is wrong, all right? Because these people, they lie all the time. They lie quite constantly, don't they? Congressman Kevin McCarthy, well, and since Catherine Rampel, a Democrat shill that she is, said, well, I wouldn't focus on the price. This is the Washington Post, because, you know, it's good to be a Democrat. I'd focus on what's in the bill, okay? They've got $3 billion in the bill for tree equity. Tree, like trees with branches and leaves, equity, one of these idiot bumper sticker words that they don't understand the meaning of. $3 billion American dollars for tree planting and tree equity in, guess what, racially, economically deprived neighborhoods, trees, billions of dollars in trees. This is going to do it. Because trees filter the air, and that will cure global warming. See? $5 billion for electric cars for the federal government. Don't we already have a budget for electric cars and for cars? And haven't we been doing this for a decade? And about $5 billion. $1 billion for electric vehicle charging equity program. Again, this word, they use the words, but they don't know what they mean. It's like Princess Bride. You know, you keep using that word, but I don't think you know what it means. And $1 billion for electric vehicle charging equity program. So I guess that's for chargers for the post office getting electric cars. And you couldn't just, aren't we normally buying cars for the post office and for the federal government already? But we got to add money because they're buddies, you know. Did you see, I saw this guy on Fox News over the weekend. It was pretty funny. He's got a, business where he recommends stock buys. And what he does is he finds out what members of Congress are buying, and he just recommends those. Like Nancy Pelosi's husband is buying stock in electric vehicles and Tesla. Then he recommends that because Nancy Pelosi's husband has had a remarkably successful record over the decades of picking stocks ahead of giant boosts. So it's kind of funny, but it's also, you know, like Soviet-style funny because we know they're corrupt and we're adapting to their corruption. $50 million for community climate incentive grants, $15 million for resource centers for older transgender people with gender identity issues. Older, retired, transgender with gender identity issues, all right? And free community college for illegal immigrants. That's in there. Free community college for people in the country illegally. Good stuff. $59 million for minority centers. Okay. $25 million for bias training. But I got to say, I think $3 billion for tree equity is pretty good. That's one of my favorites. There is no doubt about that. Tree equity. Yeah, so let's focus on what's in there. Catherine Rample, you steno pool girl. What is up with that? Nielsen, you know the Nielsen ratings people? They say more than 30 million Americans are now tuning into Newsmax TV. That's right, one of the biggest media stories going right now. Newsmax is available on all the major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and you don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, a whole lot more. Or go to your smartphone, your smart TV channel guide. Download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams for free on Roku and Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo. 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphones. I have it on my iPad, too. Takes just a few seconds to download on your phone. There's no paywall, no subscription. That's key for me. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. And Forbes magazine calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to the Newsmax.com app for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. I trust them. Watch Newsmax TV today. Yeah, there it is. Tree equity. We need more tree equity. It's very important to have equity among trees. Racist.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Coming up here, too, because they are really some. Oh, speaking of which, there is a, there was a New York Times piece the other day. Nice lady who used to be Chris Cuomo's boss at, she was at ABC at the time. And he grabbed her buttocks and her husband was standing right there. And he's an arrogant. He behaves like one of Saddam Hussein's sons. like Uday or Qusay Hussein, grabbing the woman's buttocks with his hand in front of her husband and saying, "Ah, yeah, I can do this now because you're not my boss anymore." Well, and I mentioned that the other day. I said, if you behave that way, then you don't behave that way one day. You behave that way on a lot of days. That's and it was in a restaurant in front of all kinds of coworkers and stuff. Well, a new story out today. Cuomo primetime executive producer asked to leave after feeling threatened by Chris Cuomo, who is the Uday Hussein of the Cuomo family. And it is a nice lady, Melanie Buck, Page Six reported, the New York Post. She was the executive producer of Cuomo Primetime, and she asked to leave the show last year and move somewhere else at CNN because he's such a creep, and she felt uncomfortable around him. CNN's Chris Cuomo continuing to face scrutiny in the wake of another controversy. You know, the whole family is a bunch of sleazoids, and really, they are Uday and Qusay Hussein. His brother, Baby Doc, had to flee the governor's mansion because of his miscreant sexual proclivities. And now we've got woman number two, Melanie Buck, has to leave the show because she felt threatened by him because of his behavior. And they had to move her to another position because he's such a creep.